Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a podcast from Cardinal Authority. I am senior writer Michael McCammon, and on this edition of the Cards Cast, we're going to be discussing the transfer portal with 247 Sports national recruiting analyst Travis Branham. Branham's been doing, and the entire team at 247 Sports has been doing a fantastic job tracking all the comings and goings of the portal throughout this cycle. As we know, we've discussed here at Cardinal Authority on the message boards, on multiple Cards Cast, Chris Mack has continued to use the transfer process to add key members to his to the roster at Louisville since taking over the program. Obviously, guards Christian Cunningham and Carlick Jones, both of them highlighting Mack's efforts and ability to attract impact performers from that market. And now, with the Division I Council, NCAA Division I Council, expected to pass a resolution this week that will grant immediate eligibility for all first-time transfers. Because of that, as we all know, the transfer portal this cycle has just exploded with numbers of players entering the portal, climbing above 1,300 strong, and it's probably going to receive another bump once the expected resolution is passed. This new landscape of recruiting has again been an important element for building Louisville's roster. Mack has added three, potentially could add another. The most recent has been Noah Locke from Florida, who joins Matt Cross, a transfer from Miami, and Marshall transfer Jared West. They join a group of newcomers that also includes junior college guard L. Ellis, Orlando, Florida, Oak Ridge High School forward Mike James, and Richmond, Virginia big man Roosevelt Wheeler. So all those additions, along with the announcements of Aiden Igion and Josh Nickelberry, that they were both hopping in the transfer portal. Obviously, Igion already landing a new spot at Grand Canyon. Nickelberry attracting interest from a number of different programs, especially those throughout the Carolinas. With both of those two leaving, the U of L roster is currently set at its maximum 13. But of course, there's no period at the end of that sentence. As we know, there's still some wheels in motion. David Johnson is still, we're waiting on a decision from David Johnson whether he's going to turn pro or not. We do believe that he's going to turn pro. Personally, I'm viewing things as if he's already gone. Center Malik Williams, it's not going to count against Louisville scholarship numbers. He will return for a senior season. And Carlick Jones, who made the announcement just recently, a couple days ago, he's going to test the NBA waters. Not really surprised, but did mention he's going to maintain his college eligibility. So the possibility that he could come back is still out there. And again, neither Williams nor Jones would count towards the scholarship limits for next season because of the COVID pandemic rules. Where Jones, how things are feeling with Carlick Jones right now, you know, that's swayed from 40 to 60 that he's going to stay to 50 to 50 to 60 to 40 up to 70%. It's kind of hard difficult really to read the tea leaves, so to speak, on that. I mean, when guys are thinking about having their professional future on the line, one day, and currently the thought process might be, I'm going to test the waters, but I'm most likely going to return. But once you do start getting feedback, you don't know which way that road is going to turn. I mean, there's some crazy turns all along the path of when you start to decide whether you're going to enter professional ranks or make another year back on the college ranks. So still some things that need to be determined. And obviously, you know, if Carlick decides to stay with his dream to fulfill playing pro ball, Chris Mack could still add another transfer to the mix. So still a lot to get through before we know what the complete roster will look like. But we are getting a better picture, a much clearer picture. And obviously, again, as mentioned, Chris Mack has done a fantastic job attracting, three real quality players to his roster that really helps answer, a weakness from last year. And obviously, multiple weaknesses, really, depth in the backfield, as well as ability to hit some shots consistently from deep. And all three of these new transfers can do just that. They both, all three of them, are hitting about 40% from beyond a three-point arc. So great addition to the Louisville roster. So again, the transfer portal is the topic here on the CardsCast here on Cardinal Authority. Excited to bring on our next guest, Travis Branham, 247 Sports National Recruiting Analyst. And Travis has been doing a fantastic job following the transfer portal, tracking what's happening in there, which it's pretty crazy because Travis, welcome aboard to the CardsCast. Last time I checked, the number was around 1,300 people into the portal. It's maybe grown even more since then, which is basically twice, roughly twice as much as last year at this time. How crazy, has been tracking this portal and the ins and outs been for you guys?
Yeah, it has been a tidal wave, to say the least. We have definitely surpassed that 1,300 mark. It has not been easy to track. It's been overwhelming. It has completely changed the landscape of college basketball and how all these coaches now are going about recruiting. But yeah, man, it's been a whirlwind the past month and a half, I'd say.
I mean, we talk about this frequently at Cardinal Authority and how much, like you said, how much it's changed things. I mean, just a couple of years ago, we were, still kind of, I'm doing air quotes, normal recruiting where, coaches could go see kids play, whether it's AAU events or whatever the situation may be. And, and you're going through the typical high school ranks, a little bit junior college when needed. But everything was quote unquote normal. And now it's kind of become almost kind of like the professional ranks where, you've got your free agency and you've always got to have, somebody watching who's jumping into the portal to see if they could potentially be somebody that you could go after to make an immediate impact on your team.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, part of I guess the craziness of this all, obviously with COVID, kids are going to be unhappy in general. This was an unprecedented year and by all accounts. So a lot of kids just kind of are looking for a new place and all that stuff. So that plays a part. But honestly, when it comes to this recruiting stuff, like you were saying, like in a normal recruiting year, these college coaches are out on the road evaluating, seeing high school kids, who they want. This year, they didn't get to do that. So now you're having to evaluate based on film, who you want on your roster next season. And especially with these 2022 kids, they haven't seen that all. So you got to plan for the future and you're going off these evaluations based on these live streams that frankly just aren't great quality. It's just not easy to do. So you're having to evaluate whether it's high school kids or college kids, and the college kids, you're at least getting high quality film against other college players. So you know how they produce, you know what they can do on the collegiate basketball floor. So that plays a big part into why these coaches are prioritizing these guys. It's just been a perfect formula for all this stuff to kind of come to a head and create the situation we're seeing now.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy. I mean, the transfer potential has always been there, but obviously there's different factors going into this year and making it even more of a popular move. I mean, I can't imagine what it must be like to be a college coach at any level, whether you're one of these premier leagues or a smaller conference or whatever the case may be. Not only do you need to recruit, now you got to kind of watch the portal while also trying to hang on everybody that's on your current roster and trying to keep them happy and keep them on your own team.
Yeah, I mean, people don't fully realize the amount of things that college coaches have to juggle on a daily basis as is. And now with this new transfer rule expecting to pass, you're right. Like this adds a whole new element to their jobs, and it's a whole lot on their plates and definitely not easy to one. Already, it was already difficult and competitive to recruit out of the high school ranks. Now you're really focusing on the portal, and that's more competitive than it's ever been. And now also it's just kind of having to recruit your own team back. Yeah. Is also difficult trying to make sure these kids are happy, especially like I was saying earlier, in a year like this, a lot of kids are just unhappy. It was not an easy year. You're in a bubble. You're just around like basketball all the time. There's nothing really going on campus. So you don't get the real student experience. Especially with these freshmen, you're seeing a lot of these top end freshmen transfer right now. And a lot of that is just from not being a normal student. They didn't get those normal experiences. You came in and you're playing catch up, not having full practices during the summer or fall. So there's just a lot at play, and Yeah, with these college coaches, man, they got so much more on their plate than they've ever had before, and their job has only made that much more difficult when it comes to having to recruit your own team back, hitting the portal in a very competitive environment, and now also trying to figure out how you're going to navigate this high school landscape when you haven't been on the road for over a year.
Again, joined by 247 Sports National Recruiting Analyst Travis Branham here on the CardsCast podcast. And Travis, the portal, this transfer process has been a nice thing for Chris Mack and the Louisville Cardinals at this point. I mean, last year, certainly a number of flaws that the team had, and probably one that jumps out the most was the lack of depth in the backcourt and then the ability to shoot from distance. And that's something that Chris Mack and his staff have really focused in on. And they've done well. And when you look at it, they brought in 6'7" Matt Cross, transfer out of Miami, 5'11" point guard Gerard West from Marshall, and just most recently, Florida transfer Noah Locke. All three guys are averaging about 40% shooting from beyond the arc. And obviously, you know, they have helped bring in much needed depth to Chris Mack's roster.
Yeah, no question. It is undoubtedly clear that they have prioritized shooting. Matt Cross, for sure, that 6'6", 6'7", hybrid forward, can play the four and the three at times. Just a tough, strong kid who just makes shots from three. And then same with Jared West, another tough, strong point guard. He's a little undersized for the position, but he makes up for it with knowing how to utilize his body, get to his spots on the floor. And then again, he can make shots from three off the bounce and off the catch. And then lastly, Noah Locke, another big pickup out of the transfer portal. Another guy who makes shots from three. So you got three guys right there, all who make shots, all good transfer pickups, in my opinion. And Chris Mack has done an excellent job hitting this portal, especially the staple example is Carleek Jones. What he did last year, there's not many kids that we will see that can make that jump from the low major to the high major level and contribute the way he did. And so Mac is really starting to make a living out of this portal and getting those three guys that he's gotten so far. He's done an excellent job.
And of course, they've lost a couple in Josh Nickaberry, Aiden Iggyon, both deciding to transfer out. Neither one really coming as a surprise to Louisville fans. Aiden Iggyon already finding a place at Grand Canyon. You guys have reported that Josh is getting feelers from a bunch of different schools, but you mentioned Carleek Jones. Clearly, you know, he was up there for potential ACC player of the year, huge impact for Chris Mack's team. He announced a couple days ago that he's going to test the NBA waters while hanging on to his college eligibility. Let's say he does come back with these three additions. I think that's a huge, even if he doesn't come back, I think that the transfer portal and what Chris Mack has been able to do kind of really highlights how quickly, because of the transfer process, you could take a team that has some glaring weaknesses, turn it into a strength, and go from maybe a fringe top 25 team to being, you know, an almost lock to be in the national rankings when they come out early or later in the year.
Yeah, no question. I think if Carleek comes back, that obviously would be absolutely huge for Chris Mack in that program. If he did come back, I do think there would be a definite preseason top 25 team, and having him alongside Jared West and alongside Noah Locke, you get three guards that Chris Mack likes to play with, all who can dribble, pass, and shoot. It would just be a perfect scenario if he does opt to come back, and obviously that will remain unanswered for a bit of time here.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, if he came back, things would get exciting in Louisville, and would really look forward to watching that team next year.
Hey, Travis, I appreciate you taking some time with us, and you've been doing some fantastic work. As you mentioned, it's really difficult to track the portal, especially with the numbers that are going in. You know, it seems almost daily. It does seem to be slowing down a little bit, but before I let you go, since we did talk about Carleek, let's say he does stay in the draft. Chris Mack still could potentially add another one to his roster. I mean, as the portal continues, you know, with guys making commitments, are the pickings, you know, still pretty good out there for a program that's still looking to add another one?
Yeah, right now the pickings are still pretty good. And I expect you are right. The portal is definitely slowing down, thankfully. at this point, I don't know how many more kids can really go in there, over 1,300 in less than a month, whereas last year, through August, so the entire transfer market season, you only hit 1,000. So, but I do believe that there's going to continue to be more sprinkled in there, especially if this transfer rule is officially finalized this month. I think you'll see another good bump in a wave that where kids will just opt to go back in there. So I do think the pickings right now are still pretty good. There's still a lot of good available players out there. And then again, like I was saying, there's going to be more sprinkling in here and there, but from now until I think mid-May, and then it's really, really going to die down.
But you know, it's a whole new world of recruiting. That's for sure. And like I said, you guys have been doing a great job tracking that, as well as what's happening on the high school ranks. I mean, we've got the dead period going to be coming to an end. So hopefully, you know, knocking on some wood here, Travis, we're going to continue to slowly get back to normal. But I appreciate you taking some time. You guys do fantastic work, and make sure you check out Travis at 247 Sports. Does fantastic job, you know, across the network, covering everybody. So appreciate your time, Travis.
Anytime. Appreciate you having me on, Michael.
All right. Thanks a lot. And that's Travis Branham, 247 Sports National Recruiting Analyst, here on the network and the CardsCast podcast. Again, want to thank Travis Branham, 247 Sports National Recruiting Analyst, for joining us here in the CardsCast. Great work as always, and, you know, tracking not just the high school recruits, but he's done a fantastic job, as we've discussed here on this podcast, with, you know, following everything that's happening with the transfer portal, as difficult as it may be. So make sure you check him out. You can find his work at Cardinal Authority, obviously across the 247 Sports network. You can find him on Twitter as well, Travis Branham _, or just, you know, type Travis Branham in the search bar on Twitter, and you'll find him there as well. Again, does fantastic work and continues to do a great job tracking both the high school ranks and the portal. And with the dead period coming to an end soon, we'll start getting even more in-depth coverage of the upcoming 2022 recruiting class as well. So make sure you stay tuned for all of it. It's going to be active, and we're going to continue to track here at Cardinal Authority the movements on how Chris Mack's final roster may look. Obviously, again, awaiting decisions on David Johnson, Carly Jones on their professional future. Expecting David Johnson to stay with his pursuit of a pro career. Not as certain with Carly Jones. So that's obviously a storyline we're going to be tracking for the weeks ahead, as well as if he decides to stay in. What that will mean as far as Chris Mack looking to potentially add another, and what spot that would be. So keep it locked on here at Cardinal Authority. Keep clicking around, and we'll continue to keep you covered. Again, this is the CardsCast on Cardinal Authority.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.